views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, developer of Longevity's line of nutritional products. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and I specialize in using nutritional supplementation where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But, of course, in order to do that, it needs the raw materials we call nutrition. Not prescription drugs, not toxic pharmaceuticals, but nutritional supplementation as well as dietary strategies. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. We'd love to hear from you at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. Let us help you get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and all the folks at Longevity. Well, thank you so much for being here today. It's great to be sitting in for Dr. Wallach. I thought we'd start off the program by talking a little bit about one of the most important structures in the body, your thyroid gland. The thyroid gland is one of the endocrine glands. It's a gland that makes hormones that regulates all kinds of different functions in the body. And after diabetes, thyroid disease is actually the most common glandular disorder. It affects some 20 million Americans, and by age 60, some 20% of women and 10% of men are going to have signs of low thyroid function. Just below the Adam's apple, in the base of the neck, is where you'll find your thyroid gland. It's a butterfly-shaped gland. It weighs less than an ounce, and the thyroid gland actually, as important as it is, produces less than a teaspoonful of hormone every year. But these hormones have a tremendous impact as the body's accelerator. They control the pace of all of the body's internal processes. They regulate how much energy your body's using. They regulate your body weight. They regulate how your body uses nutrients, which is very, very important for those of us who are interested in supplementing. They regulate, in fact, every single organ and every single system in the body, the hearts, the lungs, the digestive system, the brain, and every single cell. Thus, you can see that this is a pretty darn important organ. Thyroid disorders are typically found in women, but men are not immune from thyroid dysfunction, and thyroid dysfunction typically runs in families. Malfunctioning thyroid can affect every single organ of the body. You have three main thyroid hormones. You have the hormone T3, you have the hormone T4, and interestingly, you have a hormone in the thyroid called calcitonin, which is used to regulate calcium metabolism. After the bones, the thyroid contains some of the highest concentrations of calcium throughout the body, thus the importance of calcium for thyroid health. Normal secretion of thyroid hormone, whether it's T3 or T4 or calcitonin, involves different structures in the brain, as well as the adrenal glands, and thus the importance of making sure that you're controlling stress or modifying stress if you're overstressed for thyroid health. Hypothyroidism is the most common thyroid dysfunction. Hypothyroidism refers to a failure to produce enough thyroid hormones. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, Hashimoto's disease, is the typical cause, or the most common, or the majority of most cases of hypothyroidism are Hashimoto's disease, and symptoms can include fatigue, low body temperature, problems with skin and hair, dry skin, dry hair, hair falling out. Brittle nails can be caused by hypothyroidism, low thyroid, problems with diet, food cravings, decreased appetite, inflammation, cardiac problems, angina, on and on and on. Every single system in the body can be affected by hypothyroidism. If you go to the doctor and, for example, say you're depressed or say you have problems with your blood pressure or problems with your heart, more than likely, they're not going to check you for your thyroid. You have to suggest to the doctor that perhaps your thyroid is the cause of these problems. For example, if you were to go to the doctor and tell them you're depressed, chances are they'd put you on an antidepressant medicine without checking your thyroid. forget the fact that your thyroid is behind many of the causes of depression. Many cases of depression are nothing more than low thyroid function, hypothyroidism. You'll probably get a drug that will affect brain chemicals, a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, something that will affect the central nervous system. They don't typically check the thyroid. Ironically enough, these drugs can make thyroid function even slower. In fact, one of the biggest causes of thyroid disease is prescription drugs. Prescription drugs like these antidepressants, prescription drugs like estrogen. Estrogen has a tremendous effect on thyroid health. Also, toxins in the water, and not just any old toxins, but things like chlorine and fluorine can affect thyroid health. Long story short, if you are suspecting some issue with your thyroid, if you're suspecting that your fatigue or your weight gain or your problems with your skin are the result of your thyroid, suggest to the doctor that he test your thyroid, test T3 and T4 levels. Now, if they suggest to you, if after you suggest T3 or T4 levels get measured, if they recommend prescription drugs, you don't want to take prescription drugs for your thyroid. First of all, synthetic hormone drugs are like playing with fire, whether it's hormone replacement for menopausal women or hormone replacement for thyroid issues. It's very difficult to control hormone secretion or to mimic hormone secretion using prescription drugs. The best solution, as always, is nutritional. First of all, in order to activate your thyroid hormone, you need to have specific minerals. Zinc, copper, and selenium, as well as essential fatty acids, are all very important for converting your thyroid hormone into active thyroid hormone. We talked about calcium being important for the thyroid gland. Also, removing toxins out of the thyroid, out of the body. Toxins like fluoride and chloride, arsenic, aluminum, bromine, all of these can mimic iodine, and iodine is absolutely critical for a healthy functioning thyroid. So you want to remove a lot of these things, as much of these things, out of your diet as possible, out of your environment as possible, and certainly you want to stay away from prescription drugs. Even aspirin can have an effect on the thyroid, a negative effect on the thyroid. So in addition to taking in nutritional supplements, minerals like zinc and copper and selenium and essential fatty acids, you want to remove prescription drugs as best as possible, and you want to remove toxins out of your environment. Don't forget about vitamin A also. Vitamin A is incredibly important for thyroid health. If you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Longevity's Dead Doctors Don't Lie, on the CBS Radio Network. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in today with Dr. Wallach. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Toll free. We'll come back after this break. We'll cover the thyroid and other good health information. So don't go away. You're listening to the CBS Radio Network.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. For the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Longevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Longevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Longevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free if you've got questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, or you just want to figure out how to use the Longevity line of nutritional supplements. We are here to help on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'll be sitting in for Dr. Wallach for the next 45 minutes or so with my good friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Hello, Doug.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you, buddy?
It is always great to have you on.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk a little bit sort of along the lines of what you were talking about during the monologue.
Yes.
And you were mentioning, you know, how stress can be a factor in your thyroid health.
Yes.
And we also know from many studies over the years that stress can also have a pretty big effect on your blood pressure as well.
Absolutely.
They've often linked, you know, stressful jobs and working for stressful bosses as something that can increase your risk for hypertension and thus, you know, strokes and blood or and heart disease and those
right.
types of things.
Right.
Well, I have an Associated Press story here where the headline is Breathing Your Way to Lower Blood Pressure. And this actually was some work done at the National Institutes of Health, and the lead researcher on this, Dr. David Anderson, heads the research into behavior and hypertension at the NIH's National Institute on Aging, and he's quoted as saying that if you sit there and under breathing all day and have a high intake of salt, your kidneys may be less effective of getting rid of the salt than if you're out hiking in the woods. Hmm. And they say that the breathing really has more to do with your body's ability to deal with salt levels than it does to actually, you know, relaxation, so to speak. But they believe that that has a direct effect on your blood pressure because, you know, they've often wanted to put everyone on a low-salt diet as a method of controlling hypertension.
Now, that is an interesting hypothesis. So, in other words, the breathing helps your kidneys get rid of excess salt, and that lowers your blood pressure.
Is their theory, yeah. And I thought you might have a different take on that.
I do have a different take on that. I mean, that's intriguing. It doesn't sound like it makes biochemical sense somehow. But I have to think about that. First of all, the main thing that breathing does a lot of things, but one of the most important things that breathing does is it lowers blood pH. It raises blood pH. It makes your blood acid blood acid level more alkaline. And that's kind of confusing, actually. Let's just talk about pH real quickly. pH is a measurement of acidity, and it's measured on a scale that goes from 0 to 14. 7 is considered neutral, and acid is considered anywhere from 0 to 7. From 7 to 14 is referred to as non-acid or alkaline. Your blood needs to have a pH of around 7.38. And I shouldn't say around because it has to be exactly 7.38. If it is higher, if it's lower than 7.38, you're considered acidic. That's a little confusing. Does that make sense, Doug?
Yeah, and you've often said if you're acidic, then basically that will sort of cause your body to decompose a lot faster.
Decompose, especially your skeletal structure, but a lot of problems can arise from acidic blood. So, and acidic blood also is interpreted by the body as a stressor. And so this is where some jitteriness can come from, and this is where just general discomfort and angst can come from, is low blood pH, if it's too acidic. Ironically, the skin has to be acidic. The skin's pH is around 4.5 to 5.5, which is acidic, and it's designed to be that way because your skin has to be poised for attack because it's in this constant battle with the environment. Okay, back to the blood. The blood has to have a pH of 7.38. The main strategy that your body uses for maintaining that 7.38 pH, for maintaining that slightly alkaline, slightly non-acid pH, is what? Doug?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
I'm uncertain. I'll defer to you on that
one. It is breathing. That's what breathing does.
Well, that makes sense.
It's oxygenation. Exactly. It's oxygenation. So, in my mind, oxygenation is important for relieving stress because breathing is important for relieving stress because it provides oxygen byproducts to the blood, which cause an alkaline effect. And that's where the importance of breathing comes in for relaxation. Now, this new idea about sodium and chloride is kind of interesting, I have to say, because the adrenal glands are also two of the main procurers of sodium and chloride in the body, and they're also very important for regulating sodium and chloride in the body, and of course your adrenal glands are your body's stress glands. So there is clearly a relationship between stress and sodium chloride. So this is kind of an interesting theory that I'm going to have to muddle over and do some research.
Well, the FDA believes in this enough that in 2002 they approved a non-prescription sale of a medical device called a respirate, which actually helps pace your breathing.
How about the sodium and chloride? Well, we got to take a break. I want to talk about that when we come back. That is very fascinating, Doug. Thank you for sharing that. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Pharmacist Ben here. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552 are your phone numbers if you want to chime in on this whole issue of stress and oxygenation, or if you've got questions about the longevity line of nutritional supplements. Now is your opportunity to give us a shout. We want to hear from you. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey, and we are coming back right after this break.
Hi, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a really incredible product we have. It's very unique. It's different than any other product. It's called Vitaly. It's an ultimate juice loaded with antioxidants. And let's face it, we all need that to help get rid of all the free radicals and all the things in our body trying to cause us to have cancer. Vitaly is just absolutely loaded. And they make all of these beautiful things in there strictly from 14 fruits and vegetable extracts. No products are as great as this. I drink it myself, and you know something? It's one of the healthy products that absolutely tastes delicious. People that drink wine think it's as good as or better than wine. People that do not take alcohol into their system think that this is absolutely the most delicious thing they've ever had. So think about this. A healthy drink tastes delicious. You can use it like wine. Why not?
To order great-tasting Vitaly, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thank you, America, for being here today. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in for Dr. Wallach, along with Doug Winfrey, taking your calls at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're going to take calls. I know there's a bunch of you on hold, so stick with us. I want to talk about this respirate real quickly, Doug, first of all. And then I know we had a question about alternative ways to help alkalinize your blood, and we'll talk about that here, too. Apparently, this respirate is, I did some research during the break, apparently this respirate is basically just a biofeedback system for breathing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I think what they're looking for is, they say, that the normal breathing is about 16 to 19 breaths per minute, and they're trying to get you to get to 10 or lower.
That's great. Yeah, you don't need to spend $65 or whatever it is on this respirate machine, although...
I think you could get a metronome maybe and
basically,
do that.
It's basically about breathing, my friends. And listen, it sounds silly, but it is so darn important. You know, periodically we talk about that on this program, how important it is to take deep breaths. Even if you just do one or two deep breaths when you're feeling stressed, or one or two deep breaths every hour or so, you can make a tremendous difference on your health. And that really underscores a very important point in this drug-crazed culture, this prescription drug-crazed culture of ours, in this medical maze that we're all immersed in terms of our health care. You don't need fancy prescription drugs. You don't even need to interface with your doctor more often than not. It's simply just the basics. It's good nutrition. It's good diet. It's things like breathing. It's exercising. And by the way, one of the reasons why exercising is so important is because it helps you take deep breaths. So kudos to this company, Intracure, for coming out with this idea. But friends, you don't need to have a fancy machine to teach you how to breathe. It's a very simple matter of breathing in deeply into your belly, pushing your belly out as you breathe in, and then coming back and pushing your belly in as you breathe out, pushing all of the air out, using your diaphragm to push everything out of your lungs. Do it slowly over the course of about 15 seconds or so. And if you do one or two of those, you can create a tremendous change in your level of stress and ultimately positive benefits in terms of your health. And then, of course, nutritional supplementation is important. Breathing is the body's preferred way, primary way of alkalinizing or raising blood pH, but there are also nutritional strategies that you can employ as well. One of the best is vegetables. Vegetables contain minerals in absorbable format, and minerals are also used by the body to help raise blood pH. That's one of the reasons why nutritional supplements like the colloidal minerals are so important. Colloidal minerals, or you can think of colloidal minerals as plant minerals or as vegetable minerals. Those of us who don't like to eat our vegetables, or I like to eat my vegetables, but if you have a kid or if you don't like to eat your vegetables, one of the best ways to get the minerals out of vegetables is to use the Youngevity Ultimate Classic or Tangy Tangerine or Cherry Mints. Now, of course, we talked about thyroid earlier and the importance of minerals for the thyroid, and you will get multiple benefits from minerals, but specifically in terms of alkalinizing your blood, raising your blood's pH, minerals are a wonderful strategy. Also, chlorophyll is a great strategy for raising blood pH, and that's another reason why you want to make sure that you're getting your vegetables. And then also, there's things like stabilized chlorine dioxide or food-grade hydrogen peroxide. That's another very effective strategy for alkalinization. Peroxides tend to have an alkalinizing effect, basically because they contain oxygen. Yes, the same oxygen that you get from breathing. So there are multiple strategies for alkalinizing your blood, and of course also removing things that acidify the blood, namely toxins and poisons. That's the main reason why our blood stays acidic, is because of the bad things that are in our environment. Okay, if you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get your phone calls if you'd like to speak to us today. Now's your chance. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. We're going to take a break and come right back and take your phone calls, so don't go away. You are listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I am Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey, 831-685, 1080, 831-685. 1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We want to help you get off your prescription drugs, get on a good nutritional supplement program. If you've got any questions at all about healthcare or nutritional supplementation or dietary strategies, now's your chance to give us a shout. Without further ado, let us take our first phone call, Doug.
All right, let's head out to your neck of the woods in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey. And Mary, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Mary, are you Mary? Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you listening to us on the radio or on the internet?
Phone.
Oh, on the phone. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, how can we help you?
Well, you last week mentioned something about acne.
Yes.
And the area that you were having the most problem would indicate where you might have a bodily function problem.
Very good, yes. In other words, where on the face or where on the body the lesions appear is an indicator to a clever therapist about where in the body the problem is arising from. Very good, Mary.
Okay, so where is the thyroid area?
That's the trickiest one of all. I'm glad you asked that. That's a good question. First of all, do you know Doc Wallach's going to be in Denver on tomorrow, Thursday?
No, so I didn't know that.
He's going to be in Denver on the 31st, and I think I might show up for a little surprise visit there. It's the 31st. I think it's at 7 o'clock, but you can look that up on the Youngevity website. So for all you folks in Colorado, if you're listening, that might be an opportunity to see Doc Wallach and do his thing. Mary, that's a great question. There are actually 7 different types of acne that we've come up with here. One is based on the male hormone system. The second one is based on the adrenal glands. The third on the liver. The fourth in the digestive tract, the fifth we refer to as premenstrual acne, the fifth is menopausal acne, I'm sorry, the sixth is menopausal acne, and the seventh is thyroid acne, and it is the trickiest acne of all. Typically, thyroid acne will be referred to by a skincare therapist as dry acne. It's an acne that appears in combination with dry skin. So you can tell you have thyroid acne if you have a combination acne where your skin is dry, but you're still breaking out. Does that make sense, Mary?
Yeah.
And if you have a dry skin, that's a sign of low thyroid function. But if it's still blemish prone, typically we refer to that as combination or thyroid acne. And that's how you can, assess thyroid acne. Now, if you also have other issues that may be related to thyroid, such as depression, problems with brittle nails, problems with your hair, problems with energy or fatigue, problems with blood fats, all of those will lean you towards the direction of thyroid acne. The way you handle thyroid acne, believe it or not, is by first and foremost working with the female hormone system, that is estrogen. And it's a very complicated series of events, but simply put, when your estrogen levels are high, this will stimulate your adrenal glands. When your adrenal glands get stimulated, you get very oily. And when your adrenal glands are stimulated, that tends to shut down the thyroid. So the way you handle thyroid acne is first and foremost by working with the estrogen system of the body. And there's a lot of strategies for doing that. Firstly, you want to balance out your estrogen with plant-based, what are called phytoestrogens. And you can get those in the Woman's FX product from Youngevity. There's also some great supplements that can help you against balance excess estrogen. One is called DIM. Another is called I3C. These are both found in great abundance in your cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, spinach, cabbage. All of these, now spinach is not a cruciferous, but it is a high, contains high amounts of these anti-estrogen nutrients. By the way, all of these vegetables and all of these anti-estrogen nutrients are great for women who get hot flashes too, which can also be caused by problems with estrogen. And then also there's some other strategies too for helping balance out estrogen. We gotta take out, a break. But stick with us, Mary, and if you're on hold, stay there. We will get back to you as soon as we take this break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the CBS Radio Network. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Don't go away. We are coming back right after this break.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back, and we got phone calls. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. Mary, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Miss Mary? Okay, so we got a lot of calls. I'm going to go quickly because I tend to ramble on. This is one of my favorite subjects. But real quick, long story short, you need to balance out that estrogen. Best way to do it is with Woman's FX, Youngevity's Woman's FX, then also cruciferous vegetables. We talked about those. You can get something called DIM, or I3C. That's D-I-M or I3C. Those are the active ingredients in those cruciferous vegetables. And of course, you should always, whenever you're having an estrogen issue, you always want to make sure that you're getting enough of the essential fatty acids, Youngevity's ultimate EFAs plus E. And we will cover estrogen on a later show because it's a very important topic for menopausal women, for hot flashes and all of that, all those kinds of things that women go through, and men as well. Estrogen affects male prostate and other male issues as well. So estrogen is important for both men and women, and we will cover that on a later show. But thyroid acne, think estrogen. Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Mary, did you have a second question?
Yeah, I did have, yeah.
Okay.
I tried to tell him that, but he doesn't seem to hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I wanted to know the difference between viral and bacterial pneumonia.
Okay.
And which is worse.
Okay. Good question. Viral and bacterial pneumonia are both pneumonias. They're both respiratory infections, except for one is caused by a virus and one is caused by bacteria. The symptoms are the same. It's the cause that's different. And the reason this is important is because if you have pneumonia, just taking an antibiotic may not be a solution. In fact, if you have any kind of respiratory infection or any kind of infection at all, just taking an antibiotic may not be a solution because antibiotics do not work on viruses. So if you have viral pneumonia, you need to get that assessed. In other words, if you have pneumonia, you need to get that assessed. You can't just take an antibiotic. And a lot of folks just say, give me an antibiotic. A lot of physicians just give people antibiotics without checking to see if it's virally based or bacterially based. The symptoms are the same. The cause is different. So if you have pneumonia or a respiratory infection, you want to have it assessed to see if it's a bacterial infection or a viral infection. Doesn't have any significance in terms of the symptoms. It has significance in terms of its treatment. Okay, Mary?
Okay, so bacterial requires an antibiotic,
right,
but not viral.
Right. A viral requires an antiviral. Antibiotics only work on bacteria. They do not work on viruses. Okay? Okay. Thank you, Mary. Thanks for calling from Colorado Springs, and maybe we'll see you tomorrow in Denver at Dr. Wallach's event. Okay, let's see who's next there, Douglas.
Well, let's head to Bentonville, Arkansas. And Jerry, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Bentonville, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry.
I tell you, what I was really wanting to get some information on is I have a pituitary tumor. This time a year ago, it was extremely painful, causing monstrous headaches that just wouldn't let up, and it had grown into that cavernous sinus. And around Christmas time, I had it operated on and had most of the tumor, or a good portion of it, taken out of the sinus cavity. But they couldn't take all of it because nerves and blood vessels and stuff like that, and they wanted to zap it with radiation, which
Was it an inactive tumor, I take it?
No, it's growing. I mean, it's not a cancerous tumor or anything, but it's something that...
It wasn't pumping out hormones. Were you having any hormone problems?
Well, when they checked my hormone levels, they did a glucose intolerance test or something like that.
Right.
And when they came back from that, the only hormone levels that were out of whack after the surgery was my prolactin level was, instead of being around 20 or under 20, it was around 90, and a testosterone just was slightly low, not real bad. But before the surgery, the prolactin was up around 300, which they said wasn't abnormally high for, at first they thought it was a prolactin but they said sometimes that could be up in, 1,500 or something like that. But my whole question is, what do I need to do to treat this, nutritionally, to keep it at bay?
Right. Now that they've taken the tumor out, that's a great question. Okay, you're going to want to do things that protect you against what are called neoplasms or growth cancers. And those are basically antioxidants for one, lots of vitamin C, and I mean lots of vitamin C. The recommended daily allowance of vitamin C is around 100 milligrams a day. You want to be taking 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You'll find vitamin C in a lot of the Youngevity products, Ultimate Classic, Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate Multizer. Those are all good sources of vitamin C. The green tea product is very good, too. the Longevity OPC product that's got green tea and extracts from called orthopro-anthocyanidins. That's a mouthful, orthopro-anthocyanidins. So the OPC product is going to be very important. Drinking lots of green tea is also a great idea. Also, there's wonderful anti-cancer nutrients in vegetables. So I'd be doing vegetables like they were going out of style. One of the best ways to do your vegetables is through vegetable juicing. In fact, for anybody who's got cancer or tumors, there is a wonderful book out called The Gerson Therapy, where Dr. Max Gerson talks a lot about using vegetable juice therapy to help heal cancers. So that's an important strategy. And then a very overlooked strategy for taking care of cancers is detoxification. That is helping the body pump poisons out. And there's several strategies for doing that. You can use the Longevity detox product. What's the name of that? Help me out there, Douglas. The detox product, the Longevity.
The Cleanse detox. FX.
Cleanse FX, right. You can use the Cleanse FX. That's a great way to clean toxins out of the colon. You can use sweats, saunas. That's a great way to improve toxic clearance from the skin through the sweat glands. Also, breathing is a great way to improve detoxification. Colonics are another strategy for detoxification. Using chelation therapy is also a great strategy for detoxification. So in addition to taking in antioxidant nutrients like vitamin C and OPCs and green tea and vegetables, also helping the body clear itself of excess toxins is also a very important, if overlooked, strategy, and that would be something I would be looking at as well. And you can use the Longevity Cleanse FX for that, or you can go and take sweats and saunas, and even exercises are a great way to improve detoxification through the sweat glands. And then don't forget about colonics also. Making sure that you have regular bowel movements is a very important part of detoxification, whether you use Cleanse FX or colonics or just use a good diet. Fiber also is a very important part for cleaning the colon out, cleaning out toxins. So antioxidants, making sure that you're using vegetable therapy, vegetable juicing, or eating lots of vegetables, and also making sure that you are detoxifying. Those are the main strategies for preventing tumors, and good luck with that, Jerry. Hope that works out for you. Thanks so much for calling from Bentonville, Arkansas. Okay, who's next there, Doug?
Let's head to Jewett, Texas, and Jackie, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey there, Jackie.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I have a friend that was hit in the mouth with a baseball when he was 14 years old.
Okay.
Knocked all of his teeth out, and he had migraine headaches after that. Then they stopped, and he has seizures since then.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's 58 years old.
Oh, my gosh. No, and did he have brain damage? Or?
I don't know. The doctors are giving him have been giving him
Dilantin and
Dilantin and Valium and phenobarbital.
Well, you know, that's doctors' ideas how to take care of seizures and take care of seizure disorders. There's several non-prescription drug strategies for taking care of seizures and seizure disorders. First of all, the B vitamins are very important for helping stabilize all central nervous system effects. Also, the electrolytes are very important as well. So the B vitamins and magnesium, calcium, sodium, chloride, all of these minerals that we call electrolytes are very important. Potassium, if I didn't say potassium, is also very important. Of course, you know you get those in the Ultimate Classic, Tangy Tangerine, Cherry Mints. In fact, Longevity products are chock full of these electrolytes, and that's one of the reasons why they're so effective and so important. So that's one idea. B vitamins, of course, are also very important. And then there's something called the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet is very, very poorly understood, but it seems to be quite effective. Stick with us through the break, and we'll talk about the ketogenic diet and seizure disorders. Also, if you're on hold, stay there. We'll get your phone calls. We're coming back. You're listening to the ZBS Radio Network, 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this break.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day.
Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily tablets and the mineral capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program, and if you're on hold, we're going to get to you. Jackie, you had a question about seizure disorders, and I want to talk real quickly about the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet is a diet that's basically where you get most of your calories from fat. Some 80% of your calories come from fat. The rest come from carbohydrates and protein. Each meal is supposed to have probably about three or four times as much fat as protein or carbohydrate, and it produces ketones, which the body can run on. The body runs on the brain runs on ketones versus glucose. It has a very important stabilizing effect for folks who have seizure disorders. And the ketogenic diet is not some wacky pie in the sky sort of thing. It's really a very important scientific medical tool, and it's something that you want to think about. Anybody who has seizure disorders should at least try the ketogenic diet. It does not work on everybody, but it does work on a lot of folks, and it's been around for 80 or 90 years. So that'd be something I think about in addition to the electrolytes and the B vitamins that we talked about earlier. And thank you so much for calling from Jewett, Texas, Jackie. All right, let's see if we can squeeze a couple more in, Doug, before
let's head to Chico, California, and Susie, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Susie, what's up?
I was diagnosed with hand and feet psoriasis approximately 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's escalated to the point where I could barely walk.
Is it arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, did they tell you?
Well, arthritis runs in our family. My sister has rheumatoid. My mother had it.
I'll tell you how to take care of it right away. It's very simple. It's in your digestive system. You probably know you have certain foods you can't eat. You probably know. You may not know it, but most folks will realize that there's a digestive issue. Dairy and gluten or grains are the two biggest culprits. I'd be getting off dairy and grains as soon as possible. Sometimes meat can be a problem. You may benefit from digestive enzymes. The Ultimate Enzyme product, of course, can help you with that. If you're going to use the Youngevity line of supplements, try and get your protein from the Biolumin Nightly Essence and the Biolumin Living Essence, and stay away from dairy, grains, and also meat would probably be a good idea. Beef would probably be a good idea for you to stay away from. Even pork and chicken can be problematic as well. Vitamin Vitamin D is absolutely vital for all arthritis conditions. And you can get vitamin D from the Ultimate EFAs, and if you do it that way, you'll get the benefit of essential fatty acids, which can also be helpful for your psoriasis. The sun is also a great source of vitamin D. And then also vitamin A is very important. So you may want to supplement with vitamin D and A, get some sun, throw those Ultimate EFAs into the mix, lay off of the allergenic foods. You may want to have a food allergy test done, and then throw in some digestive enzymes. The Ultimate Enzymes is a great product. And if you do the Biolumin Nightly Essence, you'll get good bacteria as well. Hope that helps. Thank you so much for calling from Chico, California. And let's see if we can get one last call in before we have to go, Doug.
All right, let's head to Fort Myers, Florida, and Ed, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Ed, got just a minute or so.
Ben, how are you? I got a 12-year-old girl, looks like a rash on her back and face, no official diagnosis yet, no changes in her food.
No.
It's pretty much all over her back and neck. It's been about 2 weeks. Any idea what it might be and what we could do?
It's got to come in for almost always that's coming in from the digestive system, unless it's been like poison ivy or a change in her laundry detergent, something along those lines. For it to be on the back and the neck implies that this is where the lymph, her body's cleansing system, if you will, cleansing circulatory system is trying to dump something out. I would say that she's probably getting something in through her diet that's inappropriate, that she's allergic to. You may want to observe that, observe what she's eating. You may want to throw in digestive enzymes. Sometimes that helps. Also, the probiotics help, either the Flora FX or the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Topically, you can get a lot of relief by using something called Benacort cream or Benadryl cream. I'd rather my patients use Benacort or Benadryl topically than take oral Benadryl, it can be very effective for allergies, but it can have some fatigue-inducing effects, and that can be a little bit of a problem, especially for little kids who have so much energy and they're running around doing stuff. You don't necessarily want to be knocking her out. So I much prefer people to use topical Benadryl or topical Benacort. But whenever you have a rash that appears along the back or the neck, chances are you're looking at something that's getting into the body inappropriately, and usually that is through the digestive system. Well, that's all we got time for today. It's been great being here, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. We covered all kinds of health issues. We covered thyroid issues and tumor issues and rash issues and psoriasis issues. Well, as always, for Dr. Wallach, for Doug Winfrey, for all the folks at CBS, for myself, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.